pray for Luana Roark, who's in a 5-hour surgery to remove a tumor at the base of her brain. And pray for Chris Ogden, who is also having surgery this morning.
Father, we want to lift up these requests before you, knowing that you are the God who knows, you're the God who is aware of every situation that's going on, and you are aware of what's happening right now, even in the lives of these two individuals who are having this surgery. I pray for Luana as she is in this surgery, and I pray that whatever the nature of the surgery is, that one, you will guide the doctors, you will be with those who are attending to her, and that the surgery will be a success. And ultimately, Father, that you will receive the praise and the glory for that, because we know that ultimately all healing comes from you. And so I'm just praying that as she is going to undergoing this surgery for this tumor, that, Lord, everything will be very positive. It will come out into your, it will come out for your glory and for your praise. Lord, I also pray for Chris Ogden, who is going through surgery this morning. I pray that you will be with him. I ask that you will guide and direct on his behalf. And Lord, I just ask that your blessings would be there for him as well. I pray for quick recovery, not only for him, but for both of these who are having the surgery. And then, Lord, I want to lift up Betty before you this morning, a lady who's a mom of a member in our congregation. And I ask for your touch, that you would just bring healing to her. And we lift her up before you. And we just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. And then the Refuge Church at New Liberty. They are located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks and shoes off, y'all. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe after the program at 580-243-8635. You know, I just had to throw that little funny in there. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction locks and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Getting your oil changed or having your tires rotated isn't always the easiest thing for a woman to have done, but it's always been just fine for me because Barber Dyson Ford takes care of everything. They've always treated me professionally, I've never had to worry about unnecessary work, and the work they've done has kept me on the road and it's kept me safe. That's one reason I'll be a Barber Dyson customer for life. Thanks, Barber Dyson Ford, for providing outstanding service for 25 years.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Joe Thompson. His title for today is, What's Great About Being a Christian? Everything.
Of course, everything. Well, just a quick recap. One is being a Christian gives us hope, meaning for living. The second one is that we have a handle on the truth. There is absolute truth. And then the third thing is that we have the ability to get results. When you're a Christ follower, you don't waste your life of futility. You're not sitting back in your rocking chair at 80 and wondering, what's the reason for my existence? What did I accomplish with my life? And that's the reason why people have a midlife crisis or a crisis really at any point in their life. But one of the primary reasons why they have a midlife crisis is that, what am I doing in my life? What have I missed? What am I missing? And with following Jesus, you can have assurance that your life is and has produced results. Paul points out that following Jesus and dedicating yourself to doing the work of the gospel, that your efforts are going to bear fruit. Again, in verse 6, he says, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all truth. And God is promising that his word will not return void. Anytime that we are sharing the word of God, his word is not going to return void. It will not be in vain. That's what he promises in Isaiah 55:11. And the power of the gospel is the power to change people's lives, not just for the moment, even though the gospel does change lives for the moment. It's the power to change lives for eternity. It's the power to change life from this point forward. And we have to remember that for us, eternity is from this point forward. You know, eternity is this way and this way, but we're stuck in time with space and matter, you know. And so for us, eternity that we see is from this point forward, and the gospel has the power to change life forever. It's not a mere social program that will change lives for the moment. But it is the life-changing news that changes our outlook. It changes the way in which you view the world in which you live. And it is a way in which we can see truth, live out truth, and know that there is going to be a future for us. And when we share the gospel, we are producing results that change throughout all of eternity. And so, if you want to be a person who changes history, serve Jesus. Now, most likely your name's not going to be remembered, you know, three generations from now. Let's be honest. It's most likely not going to be remembered three generations from now. You know, there are some people whose names will be remembered. But after three generations, most people's name is not remembered. And if it is, it's somebody who's going back and doing a genealogy search and says, oh, there's Joe Thompson. Who is he? Oh, I see that he was a pastor. You know, but probably not much more than that. But when we serve God with our gifts that God has given us, history's changed. It will be. When you reach out to help others in Jesus' name, history has changed. When you feed the hungry, history has changed. When you help a person who is traveling from one destination to the other in search of a job, sharing the love of God with them, history's changed. If you sponsor a child through child sponsorship programs, history's changed for that child and for their family. However you share the love of God, whether it's in your day-to-day living, at work, with those you come in contact with, you give so that someone can go and share the gospel in another location, history is changed. Whatever you're doing to share the name of Jesus, you are changing history. Because the gospel, the good news, always bear fruit. The good news always gets results. And when you're sharing the gospel in whatever form you happen to be at that moment in time, your efforts are not wasted. And so remember, sometimes when you're discouraged, when you're not seeing the results that you think, have I shared the good news? If you have, you're changing history. Have I shown God's love? If you have, you're changing history. And that's what Paul's writing to the Corinthians, or to the Corinthians, to the Colossian people. They're the people there in Colossians. He's saying to them, God sees it. We know that your work is accomplishing great things, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace and all truth. So, as we're wrapping things up this morning, just a couple of questions, or three main questions anyway. First of all, what am I facing that's taking away my hope and optimism in life? Fear is the opposite of hope. And so, if you're facing something, you're fearing something, learn to take that to the Lord and replace your fear with the promise that God has for you. If you're facing something that you don't know how to turn around, just say, God, I don't know how to take care of it. You take care of it. And one of the things that I tell people, and this will work for you if you're a Christian, if you're a Christ follower. If you're facing a big problem, you don't know how to take care of it, just say, God, this is your problem, not mine. I'm going to allow you to take care of it. Jesus said, you know, in Matthew chapter 6, that he clothed the lilies of the field with beauty. He's taking care of all this. Won't he take care of you? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided unto you. And so it means that as a Christ follower, we're allowing God to take control of our problems. If God's in control of our problems, I've got a reason to be optimistic. Another thing to remember is how does truth guide my life? Something is either true or it's not true. Am I basing my life on absolute truth or on supposed truth? Because only God's absolute truth is what matters and will take us into eternity. Only God's absolute truth will give us reason to live this life. And then the third question is, how am I making the most of my life? What am I doing that will really make a difference, not only in my life, but in the lives of others? And we can sometimes get caught up in that I'm not doing enough, and maybe we're not doing enough. And so we just need to stop and take a look at my life. Have I done everything that God's asking me to do? And if we truly know that we're doing what God wants us to do, then let's say, thank you, Lord, that you've given me that. If we're not, God's saying, okay, here's what you want to do. And sometimes we can get a guilt complex because we feel like we're not doing enough. And if we're not doing enough, then maybe we should have a guilt complex. But God knows we can do everything. So let's focus on what God wants us to do to make the most of our life. Because if you're trying to do everything, you're not making the most of your life either. Let's be honest. So do what God's asking you to do to make a difference in the life of others. Because a life that is making a difference is a life worth living. So we need to be aware of that. So just to kind of recap where we've been this morning, following Christ makes despair obsolete, gives us hope. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulty. As a matter of fact, sometimes following Christ makes life more difficult because we are committed to live our life in a godly way. And people who are opposed to God will want to make life difficult for us. And we really don't know too much of that in the United States, although everybody experiences it to some. But, I mean, for some people, it's a matter of life and death to follow Jesus. It doesn't mean that you're not going to have problems, but it means that if you're fully committed, he can take away the fear. And we can trust God to be in control of our problems. We need to remember that God's truth is always true. When it comes to what God says, even though we talked about ideas of the shades of gray, that we don't always know everything, if it doesn't match up to what God says, then we know that it's false. And that his truth is always true. That whatever it is that we're facing, if we follow what we know is true, ultimately, in the end, it's going to come out okay. And God gives life meaning. We make the most of our life by living for him. We make the most of our life when we go out and change the world through God's love. And so it's important for us to help others find the meaning of life by sharing his love with them. It's the only way it's going to happen for them to find true meaning in life. And it's the only way that we find meaning of life is to accept his love and to share his love. So let me hit those three again. Following Christ makes despair obsolete. God's truth is always true. And God gives life meaning. Those are the things that are so good about being a Christian.
We've had one more prayer request come in.
All right.
Pray for Glenna. I hope I'm saying it right. Glenna Kirk's granddaughter, yes. Susan McElhaney.
McElhaney, probably.
Okay. Had acute appendicitis attack. She was taken to Integris at UConn for a planned 2-hour surgery. See if we can pray for that this morning.
Okay. So, Father, I just want to lift up Glenna's granddaughter, Susan McElhaney. And, Lord, I just ask that you would be with her this morning with this acute appendicitis attack that she's had. And as they are doing this surgery on her this morning, Lord, not only is the pain extreme in these situations, but Lord, just the fact of going into surgery and not knowing what's going to happen, not only for the patient, but for those who love the person that is having the surgery. And so I pray that you will just, one, bring a calmness and assurance that you are there. And two, again, that you will guide the doctors and that you will guide the surgeons who are attending her, those who are assisting the surgeons. And Lord, that it will be a success. And then, Father, we're also praying for a quick recovery because we know that every surgery has a recovery time, but we know, Lord, that you're able to bring about quick healing. And Lord, we're just praying for that. And we're asking that you would just be with Susan this morning. And then, Lord, I just want to lift up as well this lady that I've already prayed for, the mom of one of the ladies in our church. And, Lord, just found out that she is being transferred to Oklahoma City and that it's a serious situation. So, Lord, I'm just praying that you will be with her, that you will be with the team that is transferring her. You'll be with the doctors as she arrives in Oklahoma City. They'll know what to do, how to treat her. And Lord, we're just leaving her and her family into your care and keeping. And we're praying these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate as always. You taking the time to come. You always bring good food to this table,
right.
And I greatly appreciate
right.
it, sir.
And always good to be here.
Amen. Y'all have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and I am going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.